You're listening to Encounter, a daily podcast of sacred and mindful meditations to help you encounter the divine presence of God throughout your day. Have you ever heard a crowd burst into applause? At first, disordered, but then suddenly, in perfect unison. One moment chaotic, the next a perfect synchronized beat. Well, Dr. Strogatz at Cornell University studies synchronization, how people can begin clapping in a disorganized way, but then without hearing a beat begins to mysteriously emerge. Maybe because a few clappers get lucky, and then those few clap in rhythm above the din of the disorganized rest, then the pulse becomes stronger and stronger, and then it takes off. Well, the theme of this meditation from 1 Corinthians chapter 1 is being united, living in unison, synchronized with each other, and being united with Christ. So to begin your meditation, slip into a time and place where you can become aware of and reflect upon the presence of God. You may start by listening and joining in this responsive reading and prayer from Philippians chapter 2, and respond simply, Lord God, help me live united with Christ. Is there any encouragement from belonging to Christ, any comfort from His love, any fellowship together with the Spirit? Lord God, help me live united with Christ. Are your hearts tender and compassionate? Then make me truly happy by agreeing wholeheartedly with each other, loving one another, and working together with one mind and purpose. Lord God, help me live united with Christ. Don't be selfish. Don't try to impress others. Be humble, thinking of others as better than yourselves. Lord God, help me live united with Christ. And don't look out only for your own interests, but take an interest in others too. Lord God, help me live united with Christ. The true end of Christian meditation is a deeper union by God's grace with His Son Jesus. So spend a few moments now in silent meditation as the Holy Spirit brings you into perfect unity and harmony with Christ. Let the silence continue now as you deliberately focus on the love and presence of God. If they weren't before, begin to close your eyes and take 3 deep, slow breaths from your belly. As you inhale and exhale, begin to whisper silently, Lord God, help me live united with Christ. Take notice of the rhythm of your heart here, even your breathing. Without effort, allow your breathing to match the rhythm of your heart, your breathing and the beating in unison. As you breathe deeply from your belly, ponder what the Holy Spirit reveals to you about living a life in unison with God. Be mindful of your deep, slow breathing as you deliberately focus on the unity of Christ. Lord God, help me live united with Christ. Continue in silence as you become aware of the Holy Spirit continuing to shape and transform you to be in the presence of God. Ask the Holy Spirit to direct you as you focus on just one specific area that you feel may be out of step with God's plan. What does union with God feel like to you? Your mind may wander as you consider it. In fact, I give you permission to let it wander. But then return to your breathing and the beat of your heart, and back to Christ as you walk in unison with Him. Now in still silence, listen to the first of three readings, each the same root verse, but expanding into wider passages from different translations. Listen for how the words impact you. Eternal words from 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 10 in the New International Version. I appeal to you, brothers and sisters, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that all of you agree with one another in what you say, and that there be no divisions among you, but that you be perfectly united in mind and thought. What did you hear? Did something surprise you? How did the Holy Spirit shape your thoughts around this passage? Well, rest here with the crowd of those other brothers and sisters around you. Just meditate on how your voices sound in unison. How does your worship sound in harmony? How do you feel as divisions are then mended? Let this be your meditation. Listen once again to a wider reading from the New King James Version. Now I plead with you, brethren, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that you all speak the same thing, and that there be no divisions among you, but that you be perfectly joined together in the same mind and in the same judgment. For it's been declared to me concerning you, my brethren, by those of Chloe's household, that there are contentions among you. What of God did you become aware of in this reading? Well, let your mind drift through the imagery and the sounds of synchronized living, synchronized worship and praise. Just spend this time listening to the beat of the music, the rhythm of your body, even the world around you. Let all of it remind you of living united with the rhythm of God. listen once more to that same wider reading from the New King James Version. Now I plead with you, brethren, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that you all speak the same thing, and that there be no divisions among you, but that you be perfectly joined together in the same mind and the same judgment. For it's been declared to me concerning you, my brethren, by those of Chloe's household, that there are contentions among you. Resting in imaginative contemplation for a moment, your eyes closed. Rest here in unison. It may be clapping, maybe voices you hear singing in perfect unison, maybe crickets chirping in rhythm. Even your heart and breathing together as one. But just notice any rhythmic pulses around you. And just rest here in unison with God and His creation. As you are imagining living in unison and in harmony with the world around you, discern God's presence here, now, as you consider moments of tension in your life. Where do you feel very real and present discord and chaos in your life? Well, deliberately focus on each specific thought and the people involved. Now imagine it resolving as you recall this passage. Speak the same thing. No divisions among you, perfectly joined together in the same mind. Be humble here as you ask the Holy Spirit to resolve each chaotic moment of tension with each person that comes to mind. Take a moment now to return once again to your breathing. Whispered breaths of unison. Let that be your meditation, whether at the dawn or dusk. Lord God, help me live united with Christ. Let that be the word the Holy Spirit uses to guide you. Unity. Unison. And let me pray now in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ that you agree with one another in what you say, and that there be no divisions among you, but that you be perfectly united in mind and thought. Now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May He smile upon you and be gracious to you. And may He show you His mercy and give you His peace through Christ. Amen. You know, in the days ahead, you will surely face moments of discordant chaos, living out of rhythm with those around you. Well, pause then to rejoice as you remember there is a beat that you can use to synchronize yourself. It may be soft at times, but listen for the drumbeat of Christ. the rhythm of His word, the steady cadence of His love. Also remember to humbly get back into rhythm with a friend or stranger, to set aside pride, to walk in unison with someone today, in their shoes. So when you're ready, whether at day spring or darkness, expect to face some division, but then listen for the united sounds of love and there encounter God.